The following is an encore presentation of an earlier Kay commentary and appears in her new book. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I wrote it at least a decade ago, and this topic has not changed much. About the International Court of Justice, because it is blatantly biased, it is a court of injustice. The International Court of Injustice states that Israel has no right to self-defense. With more than 20,000 attacks on its people in less than 4 years, with nearly 1,000 deaths by suicide bombers, the court has declared open season on Jews. Will the decree stop the building of the fence around Israel? Hell no. If the Palestinian Authority will not stop the bombers, the Israeli people will, by attacking them before they get to Israel and by keeping them out. This is how you fight terrorism. Now, here are some facts about the Middle Eastern conflict. Number one, Israel became a nation in 1312 BCE, 2,000 years before the rise of Islam. Two, Arab refugees began identifying themselves as part of the Palestinian people in 1967, 2 decades after the establishment of the modern state of Israel. Three, the Arabs are represented by 8 separate nations, not including the so-called Palestinians. There is only one Jewish nation. The 8 Arab nations initiated all 5 wars and lost. Israel defended itself each time and won. 4. The PLO's charter still calls for the destruction of the State of Israel. Now, in 2011, as we speak, Iran is busy planning for the annihilation of Israel. The haters never stop. Israel has given the Palestinians most of the West Bank land and autonomy under the Palestinian Authority. Big mistake. Number 5. In 1948, the Israeli Arabs left Israel expecting to return after the 8 nations won their initiated wars against Israel. But all that never happened because the Arab nations prefer to use the refugees as political pawns. So, for me, an American Jewess, it's a sad fact that anti-Semitism is an incurable social disease, and for the most part, Israel stands very much alone in the world of public opinion, except for the support of our United States, world Jewry, and perhaps some fair-minded world citizens. Currently, we must exclude our present leader, Barack Obama, who is the first American president to refuse to support Israel. Obama is planning for the destruction of Israel by demanding it go back to the 1967 borders. In Israel's search for peace, to paraphrase Golda Meir, one of the earlier prime ministers of the modern state of Israel, she said, "I can forgive many things, however, forced to defend ourselves for our own survival, I can never forgive that in order to defend ourselves, our sons are forced to become killers." For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.